With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, a Maryland man whose case became a flashpoint of the immigration crackdown, has been ordered released while he fights deportation. Jennifer King reports.
Kilmore Albrego Garcia's lawyer says he was released from an immigration detention center in central Pennsylvania on the order of a federal judge. Attorney Simon Sandoval Moschenberg says he's prepared to defend his client against further deportation efforts and that the Salvadoran national plans to return to his wife and child in Maryland. It's the latest twist in a lengthy legal saga for a man who was wrongfully deported to El Salvador earlier this year, then brought back to the U.S. to face criminal charges. In ordering his immediate release, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes accused the Trump administration of misleading the court when they said at a hearing that Costa Rica was no longer willing to accept him. I'm Jennifer King.
Well, the Senate has voted not to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits for millions. The body failed to advance competing health care bills ahead of the December 31st deadline when enhanced subsidies are set to expire. Former Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Renacci says a temporary compromise may be necessary in order to redress the deeper problems with the Affordable Care Act.
I do see Obamacare has been a disaster. Prices have been going up. We do need a market-based initiative. The problem is we also need time to implement that. So I think whatever the House and Senate does, they're probably going to need to take some time by extending some of these payments that are being made.
Well, Maria Corina Machado has become a Nobel Peace Prize winner for her efforts against Venezuela's ruling party. Machado, a key opposition figure who's been hiding since January after joining anti-government protest. This is SRN News. A bizarre culture clash is planned for the World Cup.
The quadrennial soccer tournament will take place all across North America next year, including in Seattle. FIFA, the governing body of the sport, has designated that game as its pride match, celebrating the LGBT agenda. But the teams scheduled to play are Iran and Egypt, two nations where homosexuality is illegal. Observers are pointing to the absurdity of the situation, but it's no laughing matter to Iran and Egypt, both of whom are protesting the pride match. Michael Harrington reporting.
National dispute over medication abortion playing out in Washington. A group of 51 GOP senators and 22 Republican attorneys general asking the FDA to reinstate the 2021 in-person restriction and upend the transition of abortion pills. In response, 47 Democrats and 20 attorneys general have issued letters supporting the safety of abortion drugs. SRN News. Cambodia says Thailand has launched even more airstrikes as heavy fighting flares between the two countries.
Arriving at a campsite in Cambodia's Odar Menche province, evacuee Ma Korp told the AP the sound of explosions was so frightening she left without taking hardly any belongings. Cambodia has accused Thailand of using heavy weapons, while Thailand claims Cambodia attacked with artillery and mortars. The fighting has drawn international concern, including from Pope Leo XIV. Trump says he plans to urge both sides to return to the ceasefire. I'm Karen Shamas.
On another front, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says negotiators tackling territorial issues in U.S.-led peace talks with Russia. Discussions include the possession of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region and a Russian-occupied nuclear plant. More details, srnnews.com.